Well, hi, gang.
Let's do it one more time, shall we?
Well, let's do it a lot more times, actually. One more time today. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. That, of course, means that you get the two for the price of one, right, Harry?
That's right, Steve. You get two of us for only one price.
Because we're pretty much the same person.
Pretty much, Steve.
Okay, I'm a ventriloquist. Harry's my dummy. We're going to do a song in a second.
Right, Steve, a song that you wrote.
But we're also going to be listening to Maria Muldaur and Eric Bogle. Oh, Bill Wellington's my guest today. He'll be coming in a little while. We're waiting for him. Folklorist from Stanton, Virginia. And Jim Queskin. If we can squeeze them in, Peter and Lou Berryman.
Well, you don't want to squeeze them in, Steve. It might hurt.
No, we'll just see if we can put them in at the end of the show.
Okay, Steve.
Okay, ready for the song?
Yeah, Steve, you're playing the guitar, and I'm singing a song. This is called a Yak Nay Mac, and it's one of your originals.
I don't know if you want to advertise that, Harry.
Now the big black yak named Mac drove down by the back of Tamarack Creek, parked his Cadillac, then jumped in the back of a black kayak that leaked. Now the kayak cracked, cause the yak went whack when Mac jumped in the boat, and the kayak sunk, and the yak went plunk, cause the kayak could not float. Well, they got a jack and brought Mac back with the kayak from the muck. Then the yak went quack, and this is a fact, Mac thought he was a duck. Now this is why he thought he was a duck, let me tell you why. When the yak went smack in the black kayak, Mac also cracked his skull, and clickety-clack, he lost his track and thought he was a gull. Now besides a seagull and a duck, he also thought he was a small Kodak and a big Kodiak and Kojak with a clue, and a Hackensack bootjack as well as a bareback rider too. And a Pontiac, and an Almanac, and a cat who's photogenic, and a maniac, and the Zodiac. But he was just a schizophrenic. Well, you probably think this tune is whack, and the words are all a lie. But it's a fact, cause I'm the yak who wrote this lullaby.
Very good, Harry.
You know, Steve, you're a very silly man.
Well, I don't know. Got to fill up a half hour here, as they say in the radio business.
Right, it's a great beast that has to be fed.
Right, and now let's listen to Jim Queskin. This is a song that Maria Muldaur is singing. She used to be part of the Jim Queskin Band. Oh, it's a wonderful song. It's a wonderful song. It's one of her trademark songs, well, probably along with her other big hit, Midnight at the Oasis. This is I'm a Woman.
Wash out 44 pairs of socks and have them on the line. You know, I can start you 9 2 dozen shirts, but you can count from 1 to 9. Well, I can slip up a great big dip up a log from a dripping can, throw it in a skillet, do my shopping in my back, or it melts in the pan, cause I'm a woman. Grease a compound on my face at the same time. You know, I can get all the stuff, go out and sink till 5 a.m. and then jump in bed at 5, get up at 6 and start all over again, cause I'm a I'm gonna break the spell. Well, if you come to me hungry, you know I'll feed you full of my grits. And if it's loving you all night and kiss you and give you the cheap-oriented scars, I'm a woman, love you. out a $20 gold piece. Says ain't nothing I can't do. Well, I can make a dress out of a feed bag and make a man out of you. Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Let me tell you again, I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. And that's all.
Yeah, well, this is Knock on Wood. I got Bill Wellington in the studio here. Bill, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
Singing some songs for us. Bill is a singer-songwriter, folklorist, he likes to call himself, from Stanton, Virginia. Beautiful town down there. He always comes by the station with his instruments and singing some songs for us.
That's right. And there in the Valley of Virginia, I live with my family and I have two sons. And just listening to them talk to each other, it gives me a lot of inspiration for a song. And Steve, you have any brothers or sisters?
Sure, I got a brother and a sister.
I bet you a lot of people out there have got brothers and sisters. Yeah. So I want to sing a song for all of you out there who are fortunate enough to have either a brother or a sister. It's titled, Stay Out of My Room.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of my room, stay out of my room, stay out of my room if you know what's good for you. I'll say it again, 'cause if you don't know, stay out of my room if you know what's good for you. Now I'm not trying to get into a fight, I just want you to know how you can treat me right. Stay out of my room, stay out of my room, stay out of my room if you know what's good for you. Well, I heard you've been messing round in my space. I just want you to know it's a very personal place. Stay out of my room. Stay out of my room. Stay out of my room if you know what's good for you. So don't be a fool, take my advice. Stay out of my room if you know what's good for you. This is the last time I'll ask you so nice. Stay out of my room if you know what's good for you. I just want you to know that my privacy is something that I take very seriously. Stay out of my room, stay out of my room, stay out of my room if you know what's good for you. I said R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I'll tell you what it means to me. Stay out of my room. Stay out of my room. Stay out of my room if you know what's good for you. Stay out of my room. Stay out of my room. Stay out of my room if you know what's good for you. Stay out of my room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good advice. Did you have brothers and sisters?
I do. I have a brother and two sisters, and wrote it for them just as much for me.
I remember when I was a kid, I guess I was about third grade, I went to my friend's house, he had an older brother. His brother had written on the door, it said, knock, then go away.
That says it all, right?
I thought that was so cool.
Right. Whatever you want, I don't want.
Right. Well, thanks a lot. Bill Wellington joining us here on Knock on Wood. He plays in schools all over the place. If you want to get in touch with him, you can call him and hire him or bug him, whatever you want to do.
Bug him, mostly. Yeah. Right.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
That was a fellow called Stephen Kovacs, and he was doing the 12th Street Rag. That's right. Nice piano playing on that, huh? Well, Bill Wellington has left, and Harry's here. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Harry, do you know I'm a little teapot short and stout?
You could have fooled me, Steve. You look more like a box of spaghetti.
I mean the song.
Oh, the song. Yeah, well, sure I know the song, Steve. Everyone knows the song.
Well, why don't you sing it for everyone?
Do I have to?
Yes, you do.
What if I say no?
Look, let's put it this way. You can either sing it on your own volition, or I can make you sing it since I'm making you talk.
I guess it's better if I just sing it, Steve. I wouldn't want you putting words in my mouth.
That's very funny. Now, come on, sing it.
Okay. You want all the hand motions and everything?
Yeah, give me the works.
Okay, here goes.
Go ahead.
Here goes, Steve.
Go ahead.
Here goes.
Go ahead. I'm a little teapot.
Here goes.
Just do it!
Right. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Oh, wait a second. How can I be a little teapot and be stout, too? It's a contradiction in terms, Steve. A stout teapot is not a little teapot.
Don't nitpick.
You don't want me to pick nits? But I like picking nits.
Well, don't pick them in front of me. It's disgusting.
How about if I use a handkerchief?
Don't be a nitwit.
But how can I pick nits and not end up having my wits full of nits? If I'm a nitpicker, then I become a nitwit.
What were we talking about again?
A little teapot is not a stout teapot. I don't think they mean a little teapot, Steve. They mean, I'm a squat teapot. Or how about, I'm a dumpy teapot.
You can too be little and stout. Let's say the teapot only holds 4 cups. Well, it's little than the teapot that holds 8 cups. It's a little teapot.
Well, you rang rings around me logically, didn't you? Not!
Just sing the song the way it's supposed to go.
With all the hand motions?
With all the hand motions.
Okay. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle.
Hold it. You're supposed to put your hand on your hip, not in your ear.
Well, this teapot's handle is higher than most.
But that's not the way it goes.
Hey, whose teapot is this anyway? I think I have certain rights here to make my teapot look any way I want it to.
All right, go ahead.
Here is my spout.
You're supposed to crook your arm into a spout. Well, what are you doing with your leg there?
Well, the spout is down here.
How are you going to pour the water if it's down there?
Well, it's a special designer teapot. It's more an art piece than actually being functionable.
That's the funniest spout I've ever seen. Your leg is all twisted up.
It's avant-garde.
Just go ahead.
Okay. When I get all steamed up, hear me shout. Ah!
What are you doing?
Shouting. Wouldn't you if you started boiling?
That's not the way it goes. Do it again.
All right. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle. Here is my spout. When I get all steamed up, hear me shout. Ah!
Will you stop doing that?
But it hurts.
It's supposed to be, hear me shout. Tip me over and pour me out.
All right, let me try it again. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle, here is my spout. When I get all steamed up, hear me shout. Tip me over and pour me out!
Why are you yelling?
The song is telling me to.
That's not right. You're supposed to sing it nicely. Tip me over and pour me out.
Well, if I'm supposed to sing it nicely, why doesn't it tell me to sing it nicely? It should be, I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle, here is my spout. When I get all steamed up, hear me sing nicely. Tip me over and pour me out.
It's just not the way the song goes.
Well, then it's a stupid song.
This critique coming from a dummy.
I'm not a dummy, I'm a smarty.
You're smart?
Well, after that water boils, I'm gonna smart. How can I sing sweetly with boiling water steaming out of my leg?
Look, you can sing the song any way you want to. See if I care. See if I care.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Here goes.
Go ahead.
There goes, Steve.
Go ahead.
There goes, Steve. I'm a little teapot.
Go ahead.
Here goes.
Will you just do it?
All right. I'm sorry. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle, here is my spout. When I get all steamed up, hear me shout. Tip me over. Ow! I think I just broke the teapot, Steve!
Somebody's moggy by the side of the road. Somebody's pussy who forgot his highway code. Someone's favorite feline who ran clean out of luck when he ran onto the road and tried to argue with a truck.
Yesterday he burned and played in his pussy paradise, decapitating Tweety birds and masticating mice. Now he's just 6 pounds of raw mincemeat
that don't smell very nice. He's nobody's moggy now.
Oh,
you who love your pussy, be sure to keep him in. Don't let him argue with a truck. The truck is bound to win. And up on the busy road, don't let him play or frolic. If you do, I'm warning you, it could be catastrophic.
If he tries to play on the roadway, I'm afraid that will be that. There will be one last despairing meow and a sort of squelchy splat. And your pussy will be slightly dead
and very, very flat. He's nobody's moggy, just red and squashed and soggy. He's nobody's moggy now.
Eric Bogle. It's nobody's moggy now. That's, I guess that's slang in Australia, because he's Australian for cat. And it is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney, and we're going to be reading the D-minus poems of Jeremy Bloom. These are a collection of poems about school, homework, and life. It's put out on Scholastic, and it's by Gordon and Bernice Corman, mother and son. Jeremy Bloom, he took poetry class instead of pottery class. He was in a rush during registration, and he signed up for the wrong class. And he's been trying to get on the good side of the teacher, but it seems no matter what he does, he always gets into deep trouble with her. And on a personal level, whatever poem he writes, she gives him a D-minus. Doesn't matter how good or bad it is, she gives him a D-minus. The authors are inviting us to decide whether we think these poems are really worth D-minus or not. Of course they're not. They're worth A's because they're really excellent poems. Some of them are very funny. You gonna read some and I'll read some?
Okay, Steve.
You okay, Bill? You all right with that teapot thing?
No, that's right. I didn't get hurt.
Good. Lucky you made of wood.
Yeah.
A wooden teapot. Wouldn't want to boil water in that. This is called On the Brink. I'm on the brink. I can't get a drink. I think I got zinc in the sink. It's pink.
Does it ever stink?
There's a kink. You might say a link. Yesterday I got ink on Mom's mink. Today I got zinc in her sink. And a wink. I'm a fink. Who should slink to the clink? I'm on the brink. Sure and sweet.
This is called by chauffeur. My sister got a license, and the future's looking sour. She backs out of our driveway at 100 miles an hour. She gives me lifts, I swear. My stomach's never been so tight. We screech around the neighborhood well past the speed of light. She's on and off the sidewalk, windows open, tape deck pounding. As people run for cover, her obnoxious horn is sounding. The whiplash doesn't bother me, nor even fear of death. But on the way to school today, she sideswiped my friend Seth. His bike's okay, but man oh man, the guy's still in shock. I should refuse to ride with her, but then I'd have to walk.
Ambition. Just because other explorers have already discovered the good places, and the only spots left are cold or hot or dull, or have isthmuses, whatever they are, doesn't mean you can't make a very nice, modest discovery in, say, the South Pole. And they can name it after you. Jeremy's Land. Jeremyville. New Jeremy. South Jeremerica. Has a nice ring to it. Go ahead, this one is called I didn't
mess the kitchen up. I didn't lose my gloves. I didn't smash the china horse, the one my mother loves. I didn't smear the black fingerprints on pristine off-white walls. I didn't turn the bathtub into Niagara Falls. I didn't hide my vegetables under the kitchen mat. I didn't break a window. I didn't bean the cat. There is an endless list of evil things I didn't do, like not making crank phone calls or cooking sister stew, or causing giant tidal waves to crash upon the shore. I didn't drop an atom bomb and start a major war. I'm on my best behavior, pure and innocent at heart. But I didn't do my homework, so I'm doomed right from the start.
This one's very short. Two lines. Science. In science, there's this subatomic particle, the lepton. It doesn't seem important since my poor pet aunt got stepped on. Okay, one more.
I pulled an A in math today. It took a bit of work. I highly recommend it, though. Your parents go berserk. It's not enough to buy you stuff to celebrate your grade. They also grant you privileges for this great mark you've made. Your mom cooks all your favorite foods. Your dad makes genius jokes. An A in math sure makes it tough to recognize your folks. Your sister does the dishes, and your brother rakes the yard. I'll get an A again one day. That's if it's not too hard.
Okay. We'll stop right there. Tell you what the book was. It's the D-minus poems Jeremy Bloom put out on Scholastic Books. Gordon and Bernice Corman wrote that. We're ready for Peter and Lou Barryman. Well, I said in the beginning of the show, going to try to squeeze them in, and we managed it. This one is called Spray Them Gold. It's about all those LP records that you have in your attics and stuff. Well, what are you going to do with them? Spray them gold.
As you play all your new CDs, give a thought to those old LPs. Throw them out with a cold, cold heart, or transform those LPs into art. Spray them gold,
spray them gold,
like the harvest moon. Hang them up,
hang them up
in the living room. Go right now,
go right now
to where paint is sold. Buy a can, go outside, spray them gold. Spray them gold,
spray them gold,
like the harvest moon.
Hang them up
in the living room. Go right now,
go right now,
to where paint is sold. Buy a can, go outside, spray them gold. Spray them gold,
spray them gold,
like the harvest moon.
Hang them up
in the living room. Go right now,
go right now,
to where paint is sold. Buy a can, go outside, spray them gold. Buy a can, go outside, spray them gold.
Every dog now carry on. Carry me studio, shows the guests they let us know. It's time to go. People, the sound effects. All the poetry's been read. There's no more to the show, except to let you know. It's time to
SteveTroney.com has lots of videos, jokes, an email address, info about our live stage shows and more. And if you visit WGXC.org, you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs.